Matt Wolf, famous Phil Henry Show here from the El Pacifico in Southern California. The weather's been very lovely. We've had sunshine, dry weather. Mr. Henry's going to have to do some weeding, though, out in front of the house there. Wait a minute, what are you guys talking about?
My idea.
Well, and I seconded it.
Seconded what? Well, we thought we'd start the show, not just saying, hey, here's Phil Henry, but also some of the chores that you need to do around here. Like, for instance, you need to do some weeding under those two palm trees. Hold on. Welcome to the program, folks.
Hey, Phil.
What's wrong with that?
We thought it would be very personable. We thought it would be very familial.
Yeah.
You understand what I mean, Phil?
I am
familial.
Mark, for Christ's sake, I'm bleeding from the nose.
I'm just kidding. Well, I guess I'm not kidding that much.
Yeah, man's bleeding from the nose.
He's not bleeding from the nose. It's ketchup from the French fries that you insisted on bringing in here.
Yeah, I really don't. General, I love you, sir, and I wouldn't disrespect you, but you can't. All right, I won't bring the goddamn food.
Yeah, bring food in here. You might get a French fry wedged in the equipment.
Say that again.
You might get a French fry wedged up the equipment.
Wedged up the equipment. You guys always, you never miss a chance to make it sound filthy.
Welcome to the program.
Look at that. Call on the field, completed pass.
Yeah.
So, are you guys going to watch the game or are you going to listen to me?
Well, we'd rather watch the game. But...
All right, so here, the call's overturned. It's under review. What's going on? Is it New England with the ball?
Yeah, the New England Patriots, right?
Yeah.
All right. Phil, by the way, Vernon Dozier called them the Patriots, which I didn't think was... Actually, I don't know what that means.
Well, they meant to say the putt.
There's a call on the field. They're under review. Kansas City, 28-24. If you're... And this was really pointless, you guys, because we've got a whole, you know, section of our audience. This is Monday. They're listening to the download. This doesn't matter to them.
We know that, Phil, but we're here now. We're here now. And as Alan Watts, the great, great Buddhist thinker, once said, be here now.
You're Margaret Gray.
I'm Margaret Gray, yes.
What is that supposed to mean?
It's very avant-garde-y. All right, anyway, welcome to the program. Here is right here. Patriots dropping back as Tom Brady looking, throws into the flat. It's picked off, baby. It was missed by guess who? Gronkowski.
Are you going to do the show?
No, did you just see that?
Yeah. Now there's a flag on the play, but that was Gronkowski that missed it.
Well,
I'm going to get up and leave.
All right, never mind. Anyway, welcome to the program, folks. We have Coach Vernon Dozier is going to be joining us along with Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police because something occurred earlier today when Coach Dozier had some kind of a reaction.
Yeah, well, what happens? Coach Dozier saw the score on the Saints game, and apparently he saw the play, the penalty.
Well, there's a penalty. I know this much about it. There was a penalty that was called in the New England Saints.
New Orleans Saints. God damn it, I knew this would happen.
Take it easy. I'll do the, you know, controlling around here.
General, don't yell at me as if I'm just some one of your punk chump scrubs at drill instructor camp or whatever you call it.
Boot camp.
Please.
Go ahead.
The New Orleans Saints, yes. The New Orleans Saints. These were the chumps.
The New Orleans Saints lost the game. There was a controversial call. As you know, Coach Dozier picked the Saints to win the NFC Championship. He got up. He had been drinking Madeira wine all night.
Jesus. You're kidding me.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, he'd been drinking Madeira wine all night. He woke up. He saw that they lost, and he let out a scream, and someone thought he'd been thrown off of a building, and they called up Jay Sanders.
No, they did not.
Yeah, you got that wrong.
Yeah, you butchered it alive.
Well, what'd you tell me, man?
I told you they didn't call Jay Sanders. Jay Sanders had been monitoring.
He'd been monitoring what?
Apparently they had a guy parked out in front of the house.
Yeah, we didn't want to go there, but... Oh, man, you're kidding me.
No, he was worried about it.
What was he worried about, man?
About Vernon Dozier.
You know, Santos gets weirder and weirder as the days go by.
I think you're blowing his mind with those little cartoon heads you're drawing.
Phil, the cartoon heads have got to end. I don't mind mine. Do you have one, General?
He did one of me.
What about you, bud?
No, not.
No, not. No, I do the ones that I think the audience is going to...
No, like they don't care about us, huh?
I just don't want to do you two guys, okay? If you pardon the expression, do you?
Wow.
I would prefer to do these other characters. So as I... All right, if you insist, I'll make you guys into characters. You'll be weird-looking heads talking. Look at this. There goes Kansas... New England. They're in touchdown. Kansas City loses the game. They were ahead. They've lost it.
They haven't lost jack shit.
39 seconds left.
Yeah, they've lost.
Yeah. Go ahead, Margaret.
Well, look at Phil. You'd almost think you had money on this piece of turd.
I don't have any money on this.
Anyway, yeah, Coach Dozier really flipped his lid.
Well, we'll talk with Coach Dozier here in just a moment on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. I just want to mention that I want to thank Hal Rudnick and everybody at UCB, Upright Citizens Brigade. I was over there last night. I had a blast. Now, you were talking about this during the pre-show. Yeah, there was a bunch of really funny young actors and improv artists, and I, you know, I'm going to butcher it if I try to remember everybody's name. I know Rachel Wolfson was there. I remember her name because she came with my friend Amanda Green. But the thing of it is I think I mentioned them on the pre-show, and we'll tweet out their names. But there's a bunch of folks that were doing the Nerd Olympics. And
now, what's the Nerd Olympics?
Yeah, that's some kind of a competition, huh?
Well, the Nerd Olympics,
Margaret, if you don't mind,
go ahead.
The Nerd Olympics features two competing comic actors who have assumed the character of a famous personality. It could be Spider-Man, Bye-Bye Man. I think a couple people were doing that. A couple people did that. This Japanese chick on YouTube that does it helps you sort out things.
The what?
Well, in any event, different characters, and they debate each other. And so this debate goes on, and then we, the judges, have to pick the best one. And I didn't know what the hell it was they were referencing half the time. So, but we had a lot of fun, and thank you to all concerned.
And you were up in the middle of the night, huh?
What do you mean up in the middle of the night?
Well, you said you didn't get home till 3.
Well, the show started at 11:30.
Hello, General. It's Los Angeles on a Friday night.
You sure you got the day right, huh?
Saturday, bud.
Saturday night.
Well, yes, that's true. Los Angeles is a 24-hour city. The excitement, the bright lights, and so forth. But you sure don't live there.
No, I don't. I live out here on the at the beach. And for now, that's the way. Although, I'm going to tell you something. Just, you might as well be the first to know.
You're selling your house.
Do you mind if I tell people?
God damn, Margaret.
Well, what's the big secret?
Yes, I'm going to sell the house.
You are going to do it. So you finally went ahead and done it, huh?
Yeah, I finally went ahead and pulled the trigger, huh?
Well, I ain't sold it yet.
What do you think you're going to ask for it?
None of your business.
Oh, sorry.
Freak, what am I going to ask for it? I'm thinking about it because, now somebody said to me, well, why don't you just rent a studio apartment in L.A.? Because I want to get closer to Los Angeles. And I'm like, what? So in other words, I got to like, well, okay, maybe that's not a bad idea.
You could rent a studio apartment and then rent out the house.
No, not a goddamn chance.
But not.
There's no goddamn way I'm doing a property. I'm not going to be a property manager. I ain't going to hire anybody to do it. Not going to happen. I've been there, done that. No, thank you.
So you're thinking about it?
A little bit.
What?
Anyway, on the show is Vernon Dozier from Bill Maher Academy, who's had one hell of a ride himself. As you know, Vernon had a very, very tough season. There was a period there where he almost quit coaching football. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff that's been going on with him. We're going to bring him up on our newsmaker line here at the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. One other thing before we do that, General, I had a lot of really... We got 25 seconds left, and they just...
Are you watching a football game now?
I'm watching this one.
Yeah, 23, 22, 20... Oh, no.
They stopped the clock.
It's a four-point lead, so there's no way.
Phil, the people that are watching this or hearing this on Monday already know how it ended.
You're right. So as I was going to say, before I was so rudely interrupted, Coach Vernon Dozier on the line with us here from from his home in La Crescenta. I know that you had picked the... You know, that you had picked the Saints and they lost.
Well, that's not they. See, the bigger picture on this thing is, yeah, they lost, but the fact they lost on that penalty. Let me say this. I can't believe I picked the New Orleans Saints, and I can't believe that they lost. But the fact that they lost it, when I saw the penalty.
Well, you had tweeted that you had been drinking with your brother-in-law.
All right, let's get that out of the way.
It's been all over the news.
What does he mean it's been all over the news?
It's not all over the news. The fact is, though, that you tweeted that you'd been up drinking till all hours.
No, I did not tweet that out.
You said you threw your brother-in-law out.
What are you people talking about?
Are you saying you did not throw your brother-in-law out?
I said, yeah, I threw him out, but that's just I always throw people out of my house when they bore me or they get to me. You guys are making a bigger deal out of it.
All right, so you guys are drinking.
We were drinking. And are you talking about the Twitter?
Talk about Twitter account.
Who gives a shit?
All right. What do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about the fact. Yeah. Okay. I told my brother-in-law to go ahead and put the bank on the New Orleans Saints, and he did. He was saving up for his son's college.
He was saving up for his son's college?
Yeah, and he doesn't have a son. Oh, how you feel about that?
Well, then what is the point of saying that?
Because he hopes someday to have a wife and have a son. And he had a bankroll.
I think I read $150.
Oh, excuse me, General. I guess that's not big money where you come from. But where I come from...
That's not big money either.
No, it's not big money. But where my brother-in-law comes from, that's big money. Actually, where my brother-in-law comes from, it's not big money. But to my brother-in-law, where he's coming from mentally...
I get the picture. Okay, so your brother-in-law sunk $150 on the New Orleans Saints on your advice.
Yes, on my advice.
Well, Coach, it's humiliating, but it's not the end of the world.
This is the second AFC overtime. You said you would. Okay, you're right.
So anyway, what happened was is this. My brother-in-law and I are drinking Madeira wine. And
is there any reason why you specify Madeira wine?
It's pretty potent Spanish wine.
Yeah, it's good stuff. I like it. It's nobody's business, okay? So we were partying, and he goes out the door, and I said, let it ride, Ward. Just let it ride.
The guy's name is Ward?
Yeah. You got a problem with that?
No, I do not have a problem with it.
Okay. My wife, Mandy, her brother is Ward. Ward Ogilvy.
Oh, she was Mandy Ogilvy.
Yeah, that's kind of how it would have worked. Jesus Christ.
Okay, Coach, you're just trying to figure things out.
Okay, Coach. You know, Phil.
Hey, you know what? I'm telling you, I got very little patience for any of your bullshit! All of you guys.
What an asshole, man. I wish I could hang up now.
Well, you can't. So we have Coach Dozier here, and so then what?
Then what? What? Then I went. Then I passed out, and I woke up. My wife had been; she'd been off. She went to church, and then she went and saw her sister, and then she was in shock. And I'm passed out in the front in the living room, and I wake up, and I open up one eye, and it says New Orleans, or it says the L.A. Rams 29 or whatever the hell it was 23 over the Saints, and I, at that moment, I felt as if because. You know, I put a couple of bucks.
Oh, so now we get down to it.
I put a couple of bucks on the game. I gave the points.
You gave the, so it was New Orleans by 3, right?
Yeah, and I took a pretty good hit.
How much money?
It was nothing like, it's not Ted Bell territory, but it was something my wife is going to notice.
Have you already talked to her about it?
Yes, it was a couple grand.
A couple of grand? What is it with you guys? You all got gambling problems. You know that, don't you?
Hey, wait a second, Coach. I happen to be...
No, you and Bell have got gambling, and Henry talks about it. I think all of you guys ought to knock it off.
I agree with the General. $2,000 is not a normal bet on a football game.
Well, it's normal for me.
Well, obviously, it shouldn't be because you don't know what you're doing.
I don't know what I'm doing. I picked a whole slate of games last weekend.
And you're about to blow it this weekend.
Wait a minute. Kansas City came back in this game.
Well, folks, we tried to keep this from you, folks, but we're watching the game as this is a pre-recorded as well as live show.
Yeah, harder than it is to do. It's tougher to say that it is, isn't it?
You know what? You know, keep drinking that Madeira wine. You won't have not one good brain cell left. The only brain cell you'll have left is the one that says, get up, go to the bathroom, and wipe.
Aren't you a funny man? Real funny.
Well, that's what's going on. Bud, you woke up the cat.
But sorry, Bray. I didn't mean to wake you up, Bray. I'm sorry.
You howling like a banshee, Bud. Screeching like some wild, wild Stone Age ape. I don't know.
All right, so, whatever that means.
Well, don't turn it into something racial.
I didn't. The world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Then why are you going world-famous Phil Henry Show and sweating?
Can we get back to me?
Go ahead.
No, you're asking me questions.
All right, here, I got a question. $2,000. Now, why is Jay Santos there?
I don't know. That's what I'm going to find out.
Well, Jay Santos apparently was worried about you, that you put, you made some big statements about these games, and so they had a crew.
They had a crew parked down the street from my house?
Yes.
My house? Where my wife sleeps? Where my children come to play with their toys, my home.
What children come to play?
All right. Where my wife sleeps.
Where, and I assume you.
Me what?
Where you sleep too.
Yeah, yes, yes. My home.
Yeah, Jay Santos was there and was monitoring.
Look, I had no idea, Phil, that he'd been spending the night out in front of my house.
Well, you knew that a couple of Citizens Auxiliary Police guys showed up at your door.
I thought it was Halloween for all that. I didn't know who these guys were.
You don't know the Citizens Auxiliary Police?
I've heard about them. I don't know who what they look like. I got two guys in front of me in shorts. I see the most horrifying thing I've ever seen in my life, which was this god-awful call in this New Orleans Saints, the fact they lost the game. Then I hear ding-dong, and I go to the door, and there's two guys in shorts. And they're wearing these Ramar of the Jungle, those Jungle Man hats, sir.
Pith helmets.
Pith helmets, yeah. They both of them have on shades. One guy's about 5'1". He calls himself, he says he's Sub-Commander Gleason. The other guy's 6'8". He was taller than me. And he called himself, I think he just called himself Randy or something like that. The other one called him Sub-Commander Kubek, is that it?
Yeah.
Sub-Commander Randy Kubek?
I don't know. You're asking the wrong guy.
Well, we got to... I got JR just 30-something trying to make contact right now.
Well, when's he supposed to be on, bud?
About 30 seconds.
So we got Jay Santos coming on.
Well, that's good, because I'd like to talk to him. I'd like to know what he's doing hanging around my home like some creep.
All right, Jay Santos is on the line now with us. Jay is in the South Bay in the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Doc, what the hell is that?
That's it. It's Jay's theme.
Jay's theme?
Hold on for a minute. World famous Phil Henry Show brings on Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Thank you very much, Phil. This is Jay Santos. And I hate how shit is it.
Hold on.
Are you done? Yeah, I'm going to be done here. This is Jay Santos, Citizens Auxiliary Police. Thank you so very much, Phil. It's good to be with you and good to be talking with you.
All right, Jay, and on the line with us is, I was going to say General Vernon Dozier.
My name is Coach Dozier, if you don't mind, okay?
Yeah, I'm the general.
Right, I know who you are.
I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to
to the coach?
Yeah, to the coach.
Yeah, my name is Coach Vernon Dozier. Very nice to meet you. And, you know, don't wear it out.
All right, my name's Jay Sands, Citizens Auxiliary Police. Now, let me just get to it.
Let me ask the questions here. First of all, Jay, Coach Dozier wakes up from a sleep and he sees that the New Orleans Saints have lost the game. Now, let's back up just a little bit.
Yeah, I'll do it. Let's back up to this point. When did you decide to have two men parked out in front of his house?
First of all, there is not... That's a great question. First of all, there was not nobody parked in front of his house. We are down a street. I gave explicit instructions to Sub-Commander Gleason and Sub-Commander Kubek that I wanted them down the street and cut. I wanted them tucked. What we call tucked.
Oh, tucked, huh? Is that something you learned when you were in that drag show?
Wow, man. You talking about tucking your penis? No, I'm not. This is a police auxiliary police term, okay?
Hey, police auxiliary police.
All right, everyone's ganging up on Jay. Hold on. Jay, you instructed your men to be out in front of the house?
I asked for the 5 millionth time. No, I didn't. It is called a tuck move. Down the street, I want them tucked up the street.
You want them tucked up the street. Okay, so I could make a joke there, too. Because, you know, if you did work in a drag show and you had it tucked up the street, I think we know where your penis would be.
All right, let's kill it right now. And either we're having an adult conversation or we're not.
I'm sorry.
This is what I'm talking about, Mr. Henry. There's some of us that actually do things that are on a volunteer basis, to try to make this a better world. And I got to deal with...
Yeah, you got to deal with what? Some guy that doesn't think you're making it a better world? Because you're parked out in front of my street. No, excuse me, you were tucked.
God damn, you hear that? He goes, tucked.
Yeah, it almost sounded as if you were excited by it.
I don't have to sit still for this kind of insult.
You're absolutely right. Everybody cool out. I'm going to be asking the questions. Margaret, if you want to jump in. Anybody else who wants to ask a question, raise your hand.
I'm not going to be treated like I'm a 5-year-old.
Well, then, General, you got to chill out with some of this commentary about tucked.
Well, it is a very unfortunate term, Jay.
Oh, give me a break, will you? All I'm trying to tell him is...
I think it is. If these monkeys here think about drag shows...
Hey, by the way, how many drag shows do you guys go to?
You didn't see Phil. He threw his arms up like, yeah. Yeah, but Jerry, like you're coming, like you're a ghoul coming from a closet or something.
Hey, Henry, let me ask you something. Where did you find these people, man? Isn't there such a thing as a professional broadcaster?
Look, I got it, okay? Yes, there is. And have we got them on this show? One, me.
How dare you?
All right, I'm kidding. Stop, everybody. Coach Dozier, Jay Santos.
Right here, yeah.
When, Jay, did you make the decision to have them tuck...
Hold on for just a minute, if you don't mind.
Oh, here we go.
Just hold on. Vaccine and polythene. Bumpy and hammer. Right, I got to do that.
He's making those police noises.
What do you mean he's making police noises?
He makes it sound as if he's on a radio. He goes, 2553 and all that jazz.
What?
No, I can't hear you. Yeah, okay. All right. Bumpy and me. All right, later. Yeah, it's just one of my sub-commanders was checking in.
Wait, was the general telling the truth? Are you just making those radio noises yourself?
Yeah, but I'm doing that because you can't hear the real radio. I'm doing exactly what the radio's doing, but you can't hear it, so I'm doing it.
What the fuck is this?
All right, listen. I got a question. The question is this. When did you make this decision? No sidetrack comments. When did you make the decision?
I made a decision, Mr. Henry. I'll tell you exactly when I made a decision. I made a decision at 6:34 in the evening on Friday when I had heard that Coach Vernon Dozier had laid it all on the line and was picking the New England or the New Orleans Patriots. And
the New England Patriots, the New Orleans Saints. God damn.
Yeah, gotta get it right.
Oh, my God. You just heard Dickman go, yeah.
Yeah, what about it?
What about it? I'm trying to get it said for me, okay? Now, what happened was this. I heard Coach Dozier had made these promises and that he'd lay it out all the line. And I knew that if he was wrong, we may need your inner assistance.
Now, what made you think that?
I wanted to ask that question too. Hold on, I'll tell the story.
Let me ask the questions. What made you think that?
I know that Coach Dozier has a temper. This is a man, folks, who has his wife park the Humvee on his hand on Mondays, just to toughen him up. And I knew that if you blew it with these bets, God knows what you'd have her parking the Hummer on. Maybe,
Are you trying to tell me that I'd have my own wife park the Humvee on my own dick?
Would you please?
I'm sorry.
All right, stop. Jay, was this really your concern?
Yes, it was my concern. This is a guy that goes out on Monday and has his wife park the Hummer on his hand. What do you think she's going to park it on if he wins these games?
Well, that's nuts. I mean, I'm not nuts. I know you guys think I'm nuts.
You're not nuts, but you have him park a truck.
Him?
I mean her. You have her park a truck.
Well, what made you think my wife's a him?
It's an honest mistake.
Oh, yeah, right.
Get a load of the coach bawling.
Get on, you guys. Stick to the point.
Well, what made you think that he or she or it...
It's my wife.
All right, I'm sorry. What made you think that we wouldn't worry about her parking it? You know what I'm saying.
The only thing my wife parks it on is my nose. God damn.
All right, I'm hanging up on you.
All right, I'm sorry.
Thank you, Phil, because if you hadn't have done that, I would have gotten up, walked into that room, picked up that phone, and had Frank pick me up.
Why can't you use your own cell phone?
Oh, that's a good point.
Now I have to, now what are we going to do? Is Jay Sano still there?
Yeah, Jay? Oh, I get the wrong. Yeah, Jay.
I'm right here, man. I haven't gone no place.
All right, Jay, listen. You know what I'd like to do is I'd like to get you to weigh in on the reasons, without Coach Dozier being here, to just weigh in on the reasons why it is you did what you did.
All right. As I said, I was listening to Coach Dozier, I was reading his tweets and everything about everything, that he was saying. And I said, this is a guy that has his wife park a car in his hand. I better have a couple sub-commanders go over there.
Take it easy, will you, Jay? I'm sorry that people yelled at you.
I send it.
What the hell, man? You're a grown man.
I am a grown man, but you guys...
So you said to your sub-commanders...
I said to Sub-Commander Gleason, I said, Gleason and Kubek, I need you in here stat. Okay, front and center stat. And I let out, an alarm. We need two sub-commanders, okay, with their own vehicles. And Gleason and Kubek respond. I said, I need you two monkeys... I didn't call them monkeys or anybody. I said, I need you two guys to go down to the Dozier residence in La Crescenta, California, and I need you to monitor what's going on.
Well, what did you mean by monitor?
I meant they need to park and make sure that nothing happens out there. I said, you can even knock on the door occasionally. And so it's very important you get out there for the end of the games. And so they rolled. Now, what happened was... At the end of the New Orleans games, it comes, goes, and they don't hear nothing. They call in, they go, well, you want us to,
You have a tape of that, don't you?
Yeah, we do.
Let's roll that, bud. This is Sub-Commander...
This is Sub-Commander Kubek calling in. The game was over, and at that particular point, they called in because he didn't know whether they should stay or not because they didn't hear nothing happen.
Citizens Auxiliary Police, Kirby speaking. Is Joy there? What? Is Jay there? Who's calling? That's Randy Kubek, a Sub-Commander Kubek. No. Where is he? I'm not allowed. trying to say, we were over at Vernon Dozier's house, and the game ended, and we didn't hear nothing, like screaming or anything. So, okay, well, you probably can come back. Wait a minute, stand by.
All right, so that was the tape recording that I heard.
What the hell was that?
That was right in the middle of when Sub-Commander Kubek would call in. They heard a blood-curdling scream, and immediately they vaulted out of the car, and they went down and to check it out.
All right, now I'm told that Vernon Dozier has called back in. He's very apologetic.
Yes.
Put him back on. Sorry, Vernon, but you know we can't...
I understand it. I apologize to everybody. I apologize to you, Margaret. I apologize to you, Bud. I apologize to you, Robert. I apologize to you, General. I most especially apologize to you, Phil and Mr. Santos. I apologize.
Well, but is he sincere?
Let's assume it's sincere.
Yes, sir. It's very...
It's sincere. Yes, sir.
All right. They heard a scream coming from your house.
That is correct, yeah.
All right. Well, what happened was my sub-commander, the dispatch... was on a phone with Sub-Commander Kubek. We just played a tape, if you want to hear it.
You played a tape of what?
They heard their scream out on the street.
Oh, for shit.
We just heard the tape. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
This is Auxiliary Building Lee Police. Toby speaking.
Yeah, is Jay there?
Who?
Jay?
No. Where's the Sub-Commander of Kubek? And you guys probably should just wrap it up and come on back. Yeah! Hold on, stand by. We got a red alert. Sounds like a guy got pushed out the top.
So we had a decision to make at that time, Coach, and the decision that we made was to go ahead and enter a residence.
Well, I'm glad you didn't follow through on that decision because, no, you didn't enter my residence.
Enter your what?
Hey, Henry, is this still a joke?
What are you guys doing?
He said enter his bed. I didn't hear what he had to say.
Enter the residence.
Oh, okay. No, we didn't enter a residence. Of course we didn't enter a residence.
Then why did you say you made the decision to enter his residence?
What I meant to say is we made the decision to ring a doorbell. And that's what you call entering a residence. That's what we call entering a residence. Yeah, I'm sorry, I misspoke.
Okay, Coach, you heard the doorbell ring.
I heard the doorbell ring, yes. And then these two guys are standing there. One guy's 6'8", the other one 5'1". One of them is this Kubek, and the other is the guy that did most of the talking was this guy Gleason. Okay?
Yeah, that's correct. That is Sub-Commander Gleason. He's one of our top sub-commanders.
He's one of your top sub-commanders. You have to understand, sir, I don't know who you people are or what you're doing, and they're saying, is everything okay? And they're poking their heads in, they're looking around, and I'm saying, well, what do you guys want? And they're going, hey, nothing much. We noticed that a dog, ran. They're giving me a lot of small talk,
Is that right? Do you train your guys to do that?
Wait a minute. What do you mean a lot of small talk?
What we do is we train. I tell my officers, okay, to tell the people.
What is with this officer stuff? Is you to be the officer?
Yes, sir. I mean officer. I should be an officer. I train my officers to say. To not alarm people. We don't want to alarm people. One of the worst things you can do is alarm civilians and citizenry. Okay?
Can I ask a question? Because I'm not familiar with this, Phil. But what do you guys... You guys think you're some kind of... What is this, man? 1 out of 12 or something? You guys are not real cops, are you?
Here we go again with this shit.
Never mind, okay? Let's just keep going.
Never mind. Let's keep going. Anyway, these guys...
We came to the door. The report... I read the report. The sub-commander report. I read it and reviewed it, and I checked off on it, okay?
Well, that's nice that you checked off on it. I'm going to tell my side of the story, if you don't mind.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, if you don't mind, you don't mind?
No, I don't mind.
Okay. Now I see these two guys standing there. One is 6'8", the other one is 5'1". They're both standing there, and they're looking, they're poking their heads in the door, and they're going, yeah, hey. And I'm going, what do you guys want? I go, what do you guys want? And they're giving me a lot of this stuff like, nothing much. Just, we were rolling by, we noticed you had a really nice house. I'm going, what the fuck is, excuse my language, but what is this? Meanwhile, my wife is standing there in a bra and panties going, what gives? And I said, go put some clothes on. And she said, I'm going over to the dryer to get some clothes. And you got the door wide open, Coach. And,
Your wife usually calls you Coach?
That's none of your business. I'm just telling you what my wife said.
Okay.
So, these guys are like, yeah. And I go, what's your story? And they're going, that's not nothing bad to wake up to. And I go, you're talking about my wife, and I'm about to strangle both of you unless you tell me what's going on.
Now, that's not professional at all, Santos.
I know it's not professional. I apologize. I spoke to both Sub-Commander Kubek and Gleason. I told my spec more than that.
Oh, you did. Well, I feel so much more reassured. I'm standing there, my wife in a bra and panties, looking to go to the dryer to get some clothes, and they're going, yeah. And I'm just I was ready at that point. I was ready to tear off both their heads, stick one in my bowling bag, and use the other one for a game I had.
So you were angry.
That's right. I was very angry.
So you were going to threaten the lives of the sub-commanders.
Let's let the coach tell his story.
Okay, good.
Right. So I said, what do you want? And they're, oh, not nothing much. And they're looking around. I said, guys, I'm going to give you the count of five to tell me what you want, or I'm going to pull your heads inside this door jamb, and I'm going to slam this very, very heavy oak door on your necks. And that means your heads will be bouncing around in my house, and you guys will be out there walking around going, where's my head? And they both looked shook.
I'm surprised they could follow that.
Well, they looked shook enough, and they said, we heard the scream. And there you go.
So what did we prove?
Yeah, there's a good question. What happened, what transpired here that was a teaching moment?
What was a teaching moment? I don't understand what that...
I mean, why? Okay, I kicked both these guys out.
We thought that you had been pushed off a cliff or something. When they heard the scream... Okay, when they heard that scream, they were like going, God damn, what's that about? And they immediately, being trained as citizens auxiliary police officers, they went and they tried to find out what was going on.
All right, I appreciate that. I really do. But then they're giving me this whole, oh, nothing much. And they're looking, I had no idea.
Were you aware of the fact that you'd screamed that loud?
I knew that I'd let out. To be honest with you, it was so involuntary. I saw the score, and... all of a sudden, everything that I had said about them winning, you know, the Saints winning and the Chiefs winning, and I just went, it came out of me. I didn't think it was that loud.
Well, I can tell you right now, we played the tape. You heard it, okay?
Yes, I did. I didn't think it was that loud.
Where was your wife? Walking around in a bra and panties?
Yeah, my wife was in the back bedroom. She had a hairdryer going. I guess she didn't hear it. So,
she had a hairdryer going. God damn, that must be the loudest hairdryer in the history of the world. Because what you,
I know I heard it, okay, so I'm sorry about that. And but you know what? My neighbors didn't come over. Nobody came over or anything. Well,
that's bullshit, because I heard...
hey, what's the language?
I'm sorry, that's not true, because I heard from Sub-Commander Gleason, and I heard from Sub-Commander Arbeck, who did the follow-up.
That was the guy with the bad breath, right?
Yeah, Arbeck?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got a little bit of a problem.
Yeah, a little bit. But he said that a couple neighbors were milling around out front, want to know what was going on.
Well, no doubt they were. Why? Well, of course they'd be.
I would think they'd be out in front because they saw the Citizens Auxiliary Police in their pith helmets.
Yeah, that, well, no doubt about it. Because my wife didn't hear the scream, but I guess you got it on tape recording, so...
Coach Dozier, you've lost both of these games now.
I saw.
The Chiefs have lost as well as the Chiefs have lost as well as the Saints. So it's going to be a Los Angeles Ram New England Patriot Super Bowl. As a Los Angeles area native, as a Los Angeles area resident, I should say, does that excite you at all?
I could care less. I could care less. Hey, the Rams will probably win the Super Bowl. You know, they'll probably win the Super Bowl, and I will not care at all, because I've been here for enough years to know, and you have too, Phil, enough years to know that we put in our time rooting for a Ram football team that moved to St. Louis. This team that they got now.
Yeah, I want to jump in on this. You kidding me or something? I'm a Los Angeles native. Well, I'm not really. I come from Western Pennsylvania.
But neither one of you guys are from California, right?
I consider myself to be from California.
Well, you were born in Texas, though.
Okay, where were you? You're from Pennsylvania?
I come from Western Pennsylvania, but I feel I'm a native.
How can you be a native if you were born in Western Pennsylvania?
Because of the fact...
When did you move here?
When I was 15. Oh, get out of here when you were 15.
Well, you moved here when you were in school, too, right, Coach?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just...
Didn't make any difference if the guy lived here. He lives here.
What is it with you, Dickman? Doesn't make any difference. Okay, so let's say everybody here is a California native.
Well, Phil, I'm not from California. The only two people from California here are you... Well, Bud, you're from here, right?
Yeah.
Well, why didn't you say anything?
I forgot. I'm from California, too.
There's four of us. There's only two people here that are not from California, and that... There's only one, you, Margaret, and then on the phone we have... there's three. What are you trying to say, anyway?
God, spit it out, Henry. Yeah, me, Santos, Margaret... You, the General, Robert, and Bud, you outnumber us. You guys are born and raised, right?
Yeah, I'm born and raised.
in California?
That I don't know.
I'm going to kill somebody.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm from California.
Yeah, I'm from Fresno. And Phil's from Pasadena or Arcadia, wherever the hell he's from.
I thought he said he comes from Arcadia.
I was born in Pasadena. All right, so thanks a lot, Coach. Fantastic talking to you.
What a waste of my life and time. I'm Jay Sanders. Can I have the music?
All right, get his music.
Oh, man, make it sound like I'm some kind of punk. Some kind of chump punk.
Well, that's what you sound like, Sanders.
Jay, let's play Jay's music, please.
I'm Jay Sanders. What is this? Excuse me. Can you start it all? Please start all over again. Please start all over again. Thank you. Please, now start all over again, okay?
All right, we're starting it all over again.
Would you, Phil, calm the hell down before I get up and I drive a high heel right into your eyeball?
God almighty, Henry, you got a criminal element there.
All right. Margaret, you wouldn't do that, would you?
Yes, I would. The way this show's going.
I mean, what is that anyway? That's my theme music, if you don't mind. We always walk out with it. Okay. Mind if I hang up?
Yes, I do. Yeah. Everybody stays on the line till we're done.
What a chip. Yeah. Jay Sanders here at the Citizens Auxiliary Police. In another episode of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Oh, yeah, right. Mr. Henry?
I can't keep stopping.
I don't care. Yeah, there you go. It's the Citizens Auxiliary. So that's your... What kind of music is that? That's my theme music. You got theme music? No, you don't. I'm out.
Can't hang up.
Well, because I'm just going to walk away from the phone.
All right, goodbye, guys.
Hey, I got Mortis.
World famous Phil Henry Show. Don't forget, coming up on Friday, we are drawing the winner of a passes for two to race day at Santa Anita in Arcadia. That's March the 30th, a full day of racing. We'll be in a luxury suite there at Santa Anita. And a few of my select friends, you and your accomplice, will join us there, and maybe a couple, three people from our BSP family as well. That's coming up on Friday night, the Friday Night Chat, at 7 o'clock at philhenryshow.com.
You must be a BSP to be eligible, and you have to be on the map.
Right. You've got to be on the map, and that means you've got to be on the map.
Yeah, that's what they missed.
So if you're on the map, then you are eligible. You're in the running, but we did our last map thing.
Did the last map thing on Friday.
Yeah.
Anyway, coming up Friday night at 7, join us for the Phil Henry Show BSP chat at philhenryshow.com.
World famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by Phil Henry. For Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One.